I don't know what it was like for you as a player, because you guys were either in the Adams, you were in the Campbell Conference, or I should say the Wales Conference, and the Leafs were in the Campbell Conference, or you were in the East, they were in the West. You didn't see the Leafs a lot when you played, but it feels as though that for the first time in probably four decades, we've got legit reason to believe that the Leafs and Canadians are on a playoff-bound collision course here.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that was really, that I miss, I think, playing. I think being on the ice was a lot of fun, but I think to see that, you know, we were close to Toronto and we're not in the same conference, we hadn't had the chance to play them too often. So I think that's something that I think the fans missed too. I think there was always a rivalry there. We had that against Quebec City, especially against the Bruins, but to have one against Toronto, and especially I think you mentioned 1993, you know, to this day, we still think about, you know, what if Toronto would have beat LA and we would have beat them in the final? That would have been unbelievable.
How can the rivalry kind of spark again? Like, we were talking earlier on the show that obviously Toronto and Boston have a thing going, but they meet every year in the playoffs. We used to have the Toronto, you know, Senators, but it used to be just a bloodbath every day. Didn't even matter if the puck was on the ice. How can this rivalry kind of get going with the Canadians again?
Well, I mean, one way to have that is to meet often in the playoffs. I think that's created definitely a rivalry. And you don't want to have that ever again. But, you know, with the pandemic and having a new division, you meet the same team about 10 times and within 5 months. I think it's exciting. It's fun. It would have been awesome to see other teams this year, but to have, you know, that division, just Canadian division, gives a chance for the people to see more often of David McDavid, Draisaitl, Matthews, Marner, guys like that, Johnny Gaudreau in Calgary, and guys that, you know, you see throughout the year, but not too often. So I would imagine that after this season, once it's over, you'll create, the NHL will have create some rivalry somewhere in the NHL because of that.
With Guy Carboneau, this is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Jeff Molson, the owner of the Canadiens, what stands out to me, Guy, about the last little while is that in pro sports, you see it all the time in the NFL. Quite frankly, it's cast across pro sports. Impatience.
Yep.
But Jeff Molson has stood by Marc Bergevin. And there is no question, like, Bergevin is a really funny guy, an amicable guy, beloved across the game. I would imagine personality plays a part in it. But whatever Marc has done to sell his owner on his plan appears to finally be paying off. It felt like he had 6th, 7th, maybe even 8th lives with the Montreal Canadiens. But man, going and getting Toffoli, going and getting Anderson, apportioning a significant chunk of the cap to your goaltending by bringing Jake Allen in to help Carey Price. Some of these were gutsy moves, and they were franchise-changing moves. Jeff Molson's patience paying off here.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that was the questions that we had pretty much every summer for the last, I would say, 8 years. I mean, I think it's his 9th year. I think, you know, you have to give him 2-3 years, maybe 4 years to build something. But I would say the last 3-4 years, he was under a lot of pressure. There was a lot of people here in Montreal and not just in Montreal, but there were fans of the Montreal Canadiens that were not really happy with what we saw on the ice. Took a lot of time to create something. And I don't know really what happened this summer. All we heard a lot in the last 8 years is that not a lot of people wanted to sign here in Montreal, that, you know, making trades was really hard. And then all of a sudden... I don't know if it's the pressure, but you know, but he did a really good job. I mean, it to do this in that kind of situation that we were in was pretty phenomenal. It's fun to watch that team play now, and it's going to be a fun year.
So Jeff Petrie's leading the team in scoring, and then he's a second pairing defenseman. You get Tyler Toffoli leading the forwards in scoring. He's third line you can make a case for. I know the Canadians have been running four, and obviously the top three are strong. But is the depth of this team the strongest? Is that their strength so far, or is there something? Is there something else to this Canadian team, whether it be coaching or, you know, the additions from last year that have really changed? Because it's a lot's happened with this team from, you know, the bubble last year to this year.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously the emergence of a guy like Suzuki, I think the chance that the Montreal Canadiens had to get into a playoff series last year gave Kotkaniemi a second chance, I think. You know, I think it would have been different if we didn't have those games to see Kotkaniemi come in training camp, see, you know, if he would have that effect right away. But I think you see a different player this year. Suzuki's keeps growing. So, and then on defense, guys like Kulak and the arrival of Romanov helps. But, you know, the addition of Toffoli, Anderson, Corey Perry, Jake Allen, completely changed this team. The depth is awesome. You know, you have not only you have depth, I mean, you have experience. When you can, you know, when you have a guy like Armia that falls down to an injury, and then you can replace him with a guy like Corey Perry, it's pretty much. It's, I mean, I'm sure Claude Julien was, you know, had a little smile on that one. So that's a big change. I think the attitude because of those guys changed also. I think you can see it in the last four or five years. You know, I mean, nobody trains in the summer and comes in training camp thinking, you know, this is not going to be fun. We're going to lose all the time. But, you know, I think this year when they saw the addition of those guys, a lot of people thought, like, okay, this is our chance. So there is no, you know, there's no more excuses. So we're going to have to put the work and do what we have to do. And I think that's what we see. And but I would say, you know, I think you, like you said, I think the depth is one thing, but I think the talent, brute talent, I mean, you know, I think we see it in the games. They work hard, but things come out of it, which didn't happen in the past.
With Guy Carboneau, last one for you, Guy. Because you played, because you've coached, you've seen it all. We, and you've been in the media, we hype games like tonight. So it's huge. Toronto, Montreal, top two teams. We understand all of that. We also can look at the flip side and say, well, for the Maple Leafs, it's game 14 of 56. And for the Canadians, it's game 13 of 56. What do you... As a coach, as a player, whatever hat you want to put on, you wake up tomorrow morning, depending on the result, what do you actually, as a person inside the game, take away from a game like tonight?
Well, I mean, you know, I think you all wanted to kind of compare yourself to the best. You know, I think this year is going to be... In Canada, I mean, unfortunately, like I said earlier, like we won't have the chance to meet the Tampa Bay Lightnings or Washington or, you know, other teams in the NHL. So you're going to have to kind of see yourself in where you stand in Canada. And like you said, Toronto and Montreal right now are the two best teams in that division. There were games earlier this year that was kind of up and down because I think, you know, early in the year, you're trying to have a feel for what you have in under your hand. I think now with, you know, 13 and 12 games done, you have a better idea. So for me as a coach, you know, I think the score is always nice. I mean, if you win, good, but it's the way the game is going to be played. how you guys are going to react in those situations. I think everybody's going to understand that it's not the last game of the year. It's not the Stanley Cup that they're playing, but you know, they want to compare, they want to play the best. And I think the way the game is played tonight will you know, will have an impact on the next couple games or next couple weeks for either team. So that's how we prepare. You don't want to make it too big, but you want to make sure the guys are well prepared. And I think for the Montreal Canadiens, those two games against Ottawa that were okay was maybe a good thing for Claude Julien, because he was able to kind of squeeze the guys a little bit more for the effort that they, you know, that they were lacking maybe against Ottawa, and make sure that they're ready for Toronto.